with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney. RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Marnie Roper. Today we bring you part two of the segment on the Kissaphone. This is a mobile phone especially designed for people with disability, the elderly or the very young. It enables them to make or receive phone calls to a small number of family and friends without the complexity of smartphones, but with the addition of special features such as an SOS button and GPS tracking. If you find it difficult to use a touchscreen and have no need for the multiple applications and functions available on most mobile phones, the Kissaphone could be your answer. In part one, Dimitri Levin, co-founder of the Kissaphone, explained in detail how his simple device works. For those who would like to hear it, you can listen via the 2RPH website under Audio Archives. Today, Barbara Sullivan spoke with Dimitri to hear about the technical advancements they have made over the past year, at the same time keeping to their core philosophy of keep it simple always, Kissa. He also discusses their success on the television program Shark Tank, which has opened new opportunities and given them tremendous entrepreneurial support.
Dimitri, it's over a year since we spoke to you on AbleQuest. Great to have you back on the program.
Thank you for having me back.
Well, before we get into what has happened over that year, for those who may not have heard our last conversation, tell us what prompted you and your partners to develop the Kissaphone.
It was my wife's grandfather. We've gotten a smartphone for him and we were trying to teach him how to use it. And we realized that the story was round hole square peg. It wasn't the right fit and we wanted something that would actually do the job correctly. We've searched around everywhere we could. We couldn't find anything that was simple enough for him to use. That's when my wife asked me what about we'll make something ourselves. I was lucky enough to have three fantastic friends that decided to come along for this journey, and that's how Kissaphone was born.
It's the archetypal successful entrepreneurial enterprise, isn't it, when you have a need that you need to fulfill. So there is a purpose for the product from day one.
That's exactly it, yes.
So you've obviously put an enormous effort into the design. Give us a brief description of what makes the Kissaphone different from all the smartphones we're used to.
That's funny you say it. When someone says mobile phone to you right now, first thing you think is smartphone. And that's exactly what we wanted to avoid. What makes it different is everything. With regular smartphone or mobile phone nowadays, you pick it up and you have to navigate it. You have to open the menus to unlock it first, open the menus, and know how to manipulate when you want something done out of it. And it's a mini computer in your hands. It's a computer that I think it was interesting. I've read somewhere that smartphones nowadays have more computing capacity than a lunar lander that went to the moon.
Good Lord.
That's just, you're carrying something in your hands that has so much computing capacity. It's incredible. What we wanted to do is take that complexity away. So what Kissaphone does, and does really well, it makes really easy to make calls and receive calls. That's what it's designed to do. Make it extremely simple. So anyone could pick it up, press a single button, and make a call to single contact.
And that's all your target market wants to do in most cases.
That's the whole purpose of Kissaphone. That was the initial brief that we started with, and that's the methodology that we stick to. It's the simplicity.
So, Dimitri, what changes have you made to the phone since your original version?
Actually, changes have been quite extensive. Our customers approached us with a lot of features that they wanted to be added and a lot of feedback we've taken from customers that have been using it extensively on how to improve it. So the biggest improvement that we've made was how do you switch it on. With the first model, you had to flick it to on position at the back of the phone, then you had to press and hold one of the buttons, very similar to a smartphone. With the second model, all you have to do is just flick it on, and it does it for you. It switches everything on. It takes just about 40 seconds, 45 seconds for it to load up, but it's good to go. You don't have to press any other button. We've made a huge change in terms of reception. So we've improved number of frequencies we operate on, and thus the reception became much, much better. and it covers virtually all of Australia now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
As long as you've got the appropriate network provider. One of the major features that the customers have been asking us for is the ability to track the phone, so GPS tracking. That's what we have with our latest model. So what customers are able to do is log on to our website, and if they signed up to the GPS tracking service, they'll be able to see where the phone has been and the latest location where it's returned signal from.
Perfect for elderly people with bad memories or Alzheimer's or what?
Or people with kids. If you want to keep an eye on your kids, make sure they're on the path to school and back, and then don't venture off the path. Same thing if you've got someone with a disability. You want to keep an eye on them. If they're out and about, you want to make sure that you know where they are.
I understand you can also now manage the phone remotely if there's a, for example, a volume problem.
Yes, yes. So last time we had a chat to you, I've hinted towards that functionality.
Yes.
And with this new model, that's exactly what we have. So customers right now have ability to, when they log into our portal, they can change number of presses it takes to dial someone. So, for example, if you put it into your handbag, as with a smartphone, it's possible to what's called a pocket dial.
Yes, I do it.
And we realize that. So, but not everyone carries it in their hands, and not everyone is physically capable of making multiple presses of the same button.
Mm.
So what we have is, initially, we always send it out with a single press of a button. But you can change that through our portal to make it more, up to five presses of the same button in order to make a call. So that should reduce number of accidental dials. You can also remotely log in and change the timer that disconnects the incoming calls. Again, last time I've explained to you that the idea behind it is if someone makes a call, let's say the person that is not quite familiar with mobile phone technology, they make a call to someone, to one of their contacts. That contact can't answer and it goes to voicemail. The person doesn't know to hang up because they don't know what's happening. They thought there was a call. They go, hello, hello. Call continues. And they think, oh, the call has ended. So they put the phone down. So we have a timer that's built into the phone that terminates any outbound non-emergency call after preset time. And through our portal, you have ability to change it from 1 minute to 99 minutes or simply switch it off.
Talking of those special features, what are some of the other special features of the phone that distinguish it?
The most important one was to be able to call anyone with the press of a button and to be able to answer the call with the press of a button. So those are mechanical buttons. We stuck to the same methodology through that we don't want to go down the path of putting a screen on the phone because that would confuse our customer. It's pressing a button and making a call. That's the essence of it. That's what we stuck with.
And it's still a 10 phone numbers max programmed into the phone?
Correct. Yeah. So on the front of the phone, you have 10 buttons that you can assign contacts to. Each phone is custom-made. So when you order the phone, first you decide how many contacts you want to have. You then put in all the names and numbers into the phone. There's a step in between. You choose a color because some colors are more suitable for those with low vision. Other colors are just prettier or simpler. So we have a choice of 12 different colors at the moment or 12 different designs to choose from. So after that, you put in the names and numbers. You can upload photos or you can do it in any language you like. We'll manufacture the phone, so what's physically represented on the phone you won't be able to change unless you put a sticker over the top or put whiteout and simply write on it yourself. But what's programmed into the phone, you can update the numbers remotely as well. So that's another feature you can update remotely. But to come back to number, so maximum of 10 contacts, then the only other two buttons on the front of the phone is answer button to answer incoming calls and hangout button.
Simple. And you and your partners must have been pleased with the outcome of your appearance recently on the Shark Tank program on Channel 10. Tell us about the experience and what you got out of it.
Amazing, amazing. Everyone, they're very smart people. They're very clever. And what you have to remember is what you see on TV is only a very small part of what has actually happened there. We were there for 90 minutes, and on TV, it was cut down to less than 10 minutes. So they're very friendly. They're very smart people. They're not there to make you feel bad. They are there to make a decision whether they'd like to invest or not. And we were really, really pleased because we got three offers. We've chosen to go with Naomi Simson because what she could bring to the, or what she brought already to the team, been incredible. She's got extreme drive, very positive and very focused.
For listeners who may not know Naomi Simson, she's the creator and the CEO of Red Balloon. Now, I have heard that many of the investment that sharks agree to on the show never actually go through because of post-show due diligence of the products. But your deal's gone ahead and she's working with you closely. And that's a real credit to the strength of your product and also your business model.
Yes, yes, it is.
On the subject of the purchase model, is it the same that the customers actually buy the phone handset itself and then choose a plan offered by you, a choice of Vodafone or Telstra?
That's right. So initially, customer makes a decision. First decision they need to make after they customize the phone is, do they want to use their own SIM card or do they want Kisa to provide the whole end-to-end solution? Sometimes they locked into the contract with the existing provider, but they really want to use Kisa phone, and we didn't want to take that opportunity away from them. So they can use what we call BYO SIM. So you bring your own SIM card. The alternative is to go with one of our services. So we further on, we have wholesale relationship that allows us to offer to our customers both Vodafone and Telstra networks. When we actually provide the service, we just use the airtime.
Now, tell me about international marketing plans. I'm sure it has enormous potential in many markets overseas.
We've been constantly bombarded from international customers. We do sell overseas, and the only continent that we don't have our phones on is Antarctica. So we've sold to every continent in the world.
Is that right? Good Lord.
On every continent in the world. The steps at the moment we're looking at are providing that holistic solution, not just the device itself, but we understand our customers, we understand their needs, and we'd like to offer that holistic solution of not just the phone, but the ongoing service as well. And that's what we've been praised for by our customers constantly, the ability to provide that peace of mind.
How on earth do you keep all the balls in the air here? There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on, that's right. It's fun.
And you've got a great team. You've got a couple of partners and you've got a team of people.
That's right. The most important thing after the actual invention itself are the people around you. Without having the right team, it doesn't matter how good your idea is. The devil is in detail.
Yes.
And execution.
And what about future developments? Have you got anything in the pipeline that you can discuss with us?
Yes. So we're working on a number of things. We're looking at improving what customers can do remotely with the phone itself. So we're looking at rolling out updates to our website and what they can and cannot do. There are a number of things that we have been approached for by different organizations. Some of them would like to do a bit of health monitoring for their customers. And we're just exploring opportunities of what we can do, some sort of wearable device that links with Kisa Phone.
From a health perspective, I know you program on the critical medical information and emergency contact numbers, and you have an SOS button, but this takes it one step further.
We are looking at potentially having a bracelet of some sort or something else that will monitor your vital signs, your right heart rate, potentially blood pressure, blood oxygenation, pulse, maybe body temperature as well. So there's an opportunity for us to provide really, really customized and detailed service to our customers.
Well, your website, kisa.com.au, that's kisa.com.au, it reflects your design philosophy for the phone, actually, clear and no clutter, keeping it simple. I guess that's the best way people can find out more about how to contact you and find out more about the phone?
Yes, or giving us a call. We've got 1-300-557-453, or find out on our website is kisa.com.au. Kisa stands for Keep It Simple Always.
Yes.
And that's our motto. That's what we try to be every single day, make it as simple as possible for everyone.
Well, it's a fantastic product. It's very practical. It absolutely fulfills a need, Dimitri, and congratulations to you and your partners.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being on AbleQuest.
You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening and goodbye till next program.